Welcome to Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Did someone say root beer? Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, those of you all over on the West Coast there. Well, it's been an interesting week. As you just heard, those of you who managed to endure the three-hour broadcast of David Wilcock with the new mysterious character, Mr. Blake. Is it Blake? Was it Blake? No, not Blake. Drake. Blake. Drake. We have a listener called Blake, don't we? Yeah. Anyway, it's lovely to see you all in the chat room. It's great, all these different colours and lots of activity and interesting things that you guys are talking about. You know, it's very interesting the blood information about the wizard is talking about the rather alarming contents of our blood that has been put through the blood mill. Now, yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, my own personal thing is that I had a blood transfusion in 1986, and for a while it was all right, and I was able to give blood back. And of course, after the blood transfusion, they took a few extra bottles. You know, they took a few extra samples. And I didn't hear anything, so I presumed that everything was all right. But a few years later, they said, oh, no, anybody who's had a transfusion any time in the 80s is now no longer eligible. Since I was rather overdrawn at the blood bank, I felt a bit disappointed. So, yes, it's a pity that I don't have the opportunity to repay that. But given what Wizard's been saying about the things in the you know, all the stuff, the people who run the systems, and also the absolute awful quality of it all, you know, that it's full of diseases, that we all really need to be cleansed in some way. You know, I don't know how that's going to work. Anyway, just look at Wizard's last thing. Is he get that the problem with the 42 thing that is that he got married at the age of 42? Well, my friend, is that the answer to life, the universe, and everything? What is it? Oh God, don't get me started about marriage. Why do I need government permission to have a relationship? Yeah, right. Let's start with that one, eh? I mean, we've been talking a lot in the last... it's a continuing thread of themes that is going through a lot of the Wolf Spirit Radio shows. And also, of all the people that we're involved in, we're learning about the difference between what is legal and what is lawful, about the difference between statutes and laws and all of this stuff, and discovering that you don't really need a driving license because you have a common law right to travel. You don't need a TV license because they're just trying to extort money from you. You don't need a road tax license. Again, they're trying to extort money by baffling you with language that you don't really understand, and that's what we call legalese. So, well, so tonight I have the new number. I've tuned into the Wolf Spirit Skype number, and I'm just looking to see if I've got my new, there it is, my new telephone number jingle. So I'm going to put that on in a second. And for some reason, there's a certain listener in Pahrump, Nevada, who wants to call in. So here's the new telephone number. Let's check this out. Call in on 1-775-657-5973. That's 1-775-657-5973. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. This is indeed Wolf Spirit Radio, and that was our new call-in number. You can call in at a convenient time. We only have one person, you know, it can only take one person at a time, unless you're on Skype, of course, when we can we can have multiple people speaking in a group call. So if you do have a desire to call in and speak to me, there's the number, 1-775-657-5973. It's a United States number. So if you're calling outside from Skype, why are you using Skype to call a telephone number? Call me direct, wolfspiritradio.switchboard. Is it? No, it's wolfspirit.switchboard, sorry. Wolfspirit.switchboard. Just add that and I'll bring you in and we'll be connecting. And you can call me, yeah, James, you can call me via Skype. And you can call me. That's right. So, if you ever meet in person another good woman, I'm not going to ask the state's permission. Absolutely, wizard. Even if they're 42 years old. Yeah, it's a funny thing. The old Douglas Adams thing. I was, I'm covering random topics at the moment. But I actually met Douglas Adams in London in, when was it? It was about 1979, I think. It was a sort of late on in the year, and of course, you know, like any other geek fan, I said to him, "So Douglas, why 42? And he said, "Well, that was a number of the it was 89. That was a number of the 80s. I said, "You know, number of the 80s. All right then, what's the number of the 90s? And he very quickly came back and said 12. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. 42 was the number of the 80s, 12 is the number of the 90s, and who knows what it is. We've had the noughties, now there's the teenies. I wonder what the number of the teenies is. Maybe you could call in and give your suggestions as to what the number this decade is going to be for the answer to everything, the life, the universe, all of those things. Has my voice changed? Why has my voice changed? I've actually got a bit of a chest infection this week. And that may be why my voice has changed a bit. It's gone a bit lower, a bit croakier. And I'm having to constantly drink tea with honey in it to keep it not feeling like it's scorched earth. So, maybe it's 8. Okay, so this year, our first vote this evening is 8 is the number of the teenies. So that's from Catherine in Fife, Scotland. So another thing I really wanted to say, and it's something that has been kind of close to my heart, obviously, because it's basically we now have quite a few British listeners. We started off mainly American, and we've now picked up quite a few British listeners, which is exactly what I was hoping to have, because I used to listen to Rebecca Jernigan and to Dave Corso and all of these people on their shows, and it was always in the middle of the night, and because I'm a late bird, then it was all right for me and I would listen to them. But I live in a completely different world from the people that I know around here, because I'm listening to this information and it's fantastic information, but nobody around here hears it. So one of the reasons for me wanting to do shows earlier on in the day for Americans is so that the British people could hear it. And so we've got about at least five or six Brits here in the chat room. So, mon the Brits. we also may have some even closer friends up in northern Scotland, but I can't see them in the chat room. But if you do happen to be somewhere near the Colvin Forest, my greatest and deepest welcomes to you. Woot woot for the UK posse. That's right. So we've got Catherine, we've got Bills, we've got James, we got Leprechaun. I think that's and yeah. Did I mention Bill's hat? I should have mentioned Bill's hat. I would have mentioned Bill's hat. Yeah. So it's great pleasure that I have to present everybody with the guests and hosts who I've been getting used to for the last couple of years, and to bring them forward in the day. I would really love to have Muggsy on a show sometime in the day, but since she's in the midst of studying, she's not even going to do a show tonight. She's asked her friend Colleen Thomas to take over for 3 out of 4 shows until she's done her exams. So for the next few months we'll have 1 Muggsy show a month and 3 Colleen shows, and I'm sure that will be very entertaining and informative. And it's really nice to, as I said, to have all you British people, all us British people here, because we've got we've got a job to do here. I don't know what the kind of relative percentage is, but there are a growing number of awakened people in Britain, but it is only a growing number, and it is only a very small number at the moment. And I personally would love to see that grow. And I think that in the next few months we're going to have plenty of events which will stimulate the British people as well into some form of sovereign, I don't want to say rebellion because that sounds violent, some form of sovereign non-compliance, let's put it that way. That would be a good way of putting it. Yeah, sovereign non-compliance from the British people. We're all supposed to be awake, aware, and let's see if we can show other people and actually start educating the people around us. Because there were years ago, you know, they thought that we were nutters, and very soon they're going to start coming around to the idea that we're actually onto something, and that all this stuff that we've been spouting for the last few years is actually right, is actually true, and does actually affect everybody. So I really want to see the greater number of people coming to these shows from Britain, and I think the critical mass is building up in America as well. What is it? Something like 6%. So we're obviously a long way from 6% of the British population. And a long way from 6% of the American population. Even if you took Revolution Radio, American Freedom Radio, you put them all together, it's still probably not more than 1%. But I think very soon this is all going to explode. We can see that through David Wilcock's exposés recently, the number of hits has been growing and growing and growing. And so he's, you know, I know lots of people have stuff about David, but I still think that what he's doing is the right thing. Yeah, everybody's got stuff. Everybody's got egos. There you go. Meanwhile, nobody's called in on our new number. So, and we're 4:15. So, Dave, why don't you call in using the Skype number? You don't need to call in from your mystical wolfman, and we can talk about some stuff. I mean, you can discuss the new station policies while we're on the air. There we go. That's we can do. Meanwhile, what's happening? Have we all got sound? Everybody's got sound. That's really good. Yes. Can't get the stream on anything. Spin, 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 buffer.
Oh. No, we're definitely broadcasting on two streams, in fact. We're broadcasting on UnitedWeStrike.com. And we're also broadcasting on WolfSpiritRadio.com. Let me just put that in. UnitedWeStrike.com. Right, okay, here's a call. Yes, somebody is calling. Area code 775. Hello?
Hello!
Oh, it's you! Hello!
It's me! It works!
Yeah. There you go. It does work. We have a telephone dial-in.
Yeah, it can handle more than one call at a time, too.
Does that mean that while I'm talking to you, somebody else can call in on the landline?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, very good. All right, and good evening to Swami. Yes. So, how are you, Dave, today?
I'm slightly short of magnificent. Let me turn down the other speakers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can still hear him talking to himself in the background there.
Yeah. I'm standing here surrounded by canines.
Oh, jolly good. It was an interesting image Wizard gave. He says he's got like something like 122 sharp teeth all around him when he's eating things.
Yeah, every time I go to eat, if there's three canines in the house, they surround me. If there's four canines, they surround me. Thank goodness they're all fork and spoon trained.
Mm.
Anyways, I enjoy listening to your shows, as I do all my host shows. I try to listen to them, but I don't always get to it.
Mm.
And I'm thankful and grateful for you and all the rest of the marvelous host and their guests, but what I particularly appreciate and enjoy is the chat room.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And it's really nice, like I was saying, you just see all these different colors, all these different personalities coming through in their color energy, their ray energy, and it's lovely to see all of that. So, there's something from one of your neighbors here.
Yeah, Terry.
Tick bites. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah, I agree, dog. Definitely, tick bites are nasty things.
In the next couple of weeks, we're going to put up a members-only chat room that's going to cost a small fee a month for their members to be joined there, and they're going to be screened.
Oh.
But we'll be able to do videos, send videos back and forth, so on and so forth.
So that would be like, sort of an after-hours thing as well, that people could come and hang out like it was a social network.
Yeah, it'll be another page, but people are going to have to be approved before they're allowed to join.
Oh, right.
That keeps trolls out.
Yes. That's good. That's very good. So, yes, I also got some... Well, we can talk about stuff. What would you say about tick bites? You got any advice for tick bite people?
Say it again. I'm having trouble understanding you.
Ticks. Ticks.
Bite.
Yeah, Lyme disease. Ticks. Nasty, invisible, spidery creatures that suck your blood.
I don't have it, so I couldn't say anything about it.
Hmm. All right. Well,
Baba, relax.
I was in the forest yesterday, and they were talking about ticks, and they said, well, the best thing is don't go in with bare ankles. Tuck your trousers into your socks so that they don't sneak up there. And watch out when you're brushing through bracken, because they tend to hang out on the extended leaves of bracken as deer go by, so that they can get pick up a lift.
Well, so, being as I don't have any bushes here on my property, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we're very, it's very, very wooded here. And I heard somewhere that the whole Lyme disease tick thing was another one of these government experiments. So you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard, I've seen allegations about that. I haven't done any research into it because I don't know if it has Lyme disease.
Hmm.
Well, that I know of.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk with Shari about that because she got Lyme disease in the 90s. I remember. It was shortly after I met her when she went back there. She contracted it. So I imagine that she's got some good numbers for that.
Yes, no doubt.
Mm. Yes.
But that was an interesting show we did yesterday with Stuart and Janet Swerdlow.
Yes, I had to go away for the last half of that, so I'll be very interested to hear what the conclusion of that show was about. I missed the last sort of three quarters of an hour as I was cooking. Did you get any nuggets out of it?
Did you know Kerry Cassidy's going to start having a radio show on Revolution Radio on Friday evenings?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's leaving the other radio station she's on.
American Freedom Radio.
Reason.
Interesting, because American Freedom Radio have quite a lot of listeners. And I also think they go out on FM. You know, they've got these Oh, no, that's the micro effect.
Yeah.
But Revolution have a couple of FM stations, don't they?
Yeah, and yesterday during the show, we had over 12,000 listeners.
Mm.
Because we simulcast with Revolution Radio.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Do you need to sort your dogs out? They're going mental there.
Wait a minute. Baba! Oh, a friend of mine's up here fixing their car. But it's interesting. I'm waiting to see what happens because I have a sense of what's happening, particularly since more and more information is coming out about former White Hat, confessions of a former White Hat about who's actually involved in that.
Yes.
And when you look at the fact that Project Camelot advertises them and they advertise Project Camelot, that's not a coincidental thing that just happened.
So, you reckon it's all part of the same thing, the same publicity program project?
Yeah, and I find it very interesting that now Kerry Cassidy is coming over to Revolution Radio.
Mm. So, what do you think, Dave?
I don't know. I have a suspicion, but I'm going to wait and see whether it's verified or not.
Right.
I'll send you a private communique later on.
We will talk in private later.
You got it.
So, Dave, we started this radio thing about a year ago.
We started Wolf Spirit Radio in October.
Yes, but we started out as Free Thinking Radio with Muggsy's idea.
Yeah.
And it kind of evolved out of that.
The Wolf Group Radio, and now we're at Wolf Spirit Radio, where we should have been all along.
Yes. Well, we had to go through the spirit. You know, we had to get to the spirit bit. And we have had some fantastic guests over the last year, and we've made some great new friends, one or two enemies, not too many.
Enemies, they're people that just don't understand the truth.
Yeah. And we've still got more interesting people that we're yet to meet, that we're yet to interview. There seem to be a new burst of whistleblowers every couple of months, so they're coming along. We've got some great new hosts. Obviously, the return of Rebecca Jernigan has been something that has been close to our hearts, really.
Absolutely marvelous. But what I find extremely interesting is I've talked to all my guests after the shows, and I have had the vast majority of them say it was so nice being on a show where they got to talk about what they wanted to talk about.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And Wolf 2 says, sounds like the broadcast is repeating.
Yeah, no, she needs to refresh her player, that's why.
Because we are broadcasting,
he says. Oh, God. Sorry. In order to do that, I spin around on my chair and I just bash my knee against the computer, so that wasn't quite fun. So, yes. And it's and I have to say I'm so pleased to have our, like, we've got a kind of regular listener group here, you know, people who tune in almost every day because there's something interesting happening on Wolf Spirit Radio every day.
And yesterday was interesting because I played music all day.
Yes, you were playing some nice little classical pieces, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, and I've got about 10 more CDs that I got to transcribe.
Jolly good. That's great. So,
But I'm finding out IDJC can play a whole lot. If you can play it on a CD...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the format is, IDJC can send it out.
Absolutely. IDJC is a very excellent piece of software. And, you know, it's taken me a good part of a year to... really learn how to drive it properly.
Yeah, and I was too lazy to learn it, and I was driving it across from the Skype computer. And I said, wait a minute, there you go, I got it, I understand it.
There's got to be an easier way, hasn't there, yeah. So,
We just got to figure out how to use Skype from the IDJC.
Yes, that would be a kind of ideal situation where you can run... the whole station off one computer, and like, you know, what we've got at the moment, you and I have two or three computers, and we funnel them together using mixing desks and things like that. But yes, Skype is supposed to work harmoniously with IDJC, but I haven't managed to make it do that yet. Anyway, one day when I got a spare 5 days,
yeah,
ziff.
Anyways. The United We Strike weekend that we put on the last 3 months,
mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a format change. From now on, it's going to be called United We Win.
Yes.
And we're going to be the main host because there's a way to broadcast shows from one stream to another without having to join the stream.
Yeah.
And that's much easier for everyone because I got 5 computers already set up to record shows, one right after the other.
All right, so you got them on timers?
No, I don't have them on timers. It'll be manually set because there's me and LT here.
All right, okay. So that should be fun, at least.
Yeah, because you and Tracy may have to do the very early hours, but we'll take it for the rest of the day here.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting thing. Through the connection with Karen Quintostado and the United We Strike thing, we also have another host, which is Charlene Holt for Musicians for Freedom.
Oh, my golly, I listened to that this morning. That is a marvelous program, and I am so grateful for her coming on and for you taking care of it.
Excellent. It's very nice. Oh, yes. There we go. Hey, Rosie Hen. Excellent. That's lovely. Lovely. Everybody's saying hello to him. That's good. So we have some time here. I think we've gone through half an hour, and I'm kind of itching to play more tunes. I'm going to just play the new telephone number jingle as well. Yeah, this is going to go for that.
Call in on 1-775-657-5973. That's 1-775-657-5973. This is Wolf Spirit Radio.
And this is Wolf Spirit Radio with Jeremy Perron and Dave Corso. We are discussing some of the things that we've been doing over the last year or so. Now, you did some DJing many years ago, didn't you, Dave? For was it like a hospital radio or something?
No, I was on a radio station in San Francisco for 3 or 4 months, and I came in one night, and the main host was gone, and they said, "You have it now, but you have to go out and sell in the daytime." And I said, "I told you before I started, before I signed the contract, that I was not going to go sell because I have a real job in the daytime. I work for the telephone company." "Well, you have to." I said, "I don't have to do shit." So about 5:30, we were on from 11 to 6. So about 5:30, I said, "Folks, I got some good news and some bad news. And the good news is this. This is my last show. The bad news is I'm leaving this radio station because they want me to go sell. I'm not a salesman. I've told them that. And if they don't like it, they can find someone new." And the switchboards lit up for the phone company because we had like 70% listeners from 18 to 35. It was one of the first it was the first underground radio station, and Gail Garnett was Mama Coit. Of course, all her stuff was recorded.
Mama who?
Coit, K-O-I-T.
Coit. Oh, never heard of that. Is that a person?
Good Lord, that was over 40 years ago. God, I'm getting old. I'll be 21 my next birthday.
Exactly.
No, 22 my next birthday.
Well, my friend Stuart, who lives up here, when he hit 50, he then started subtracting every year. So he's now 55, so he's now 45. And so I'm now 49, according to his numerology.
What I do is I celebrate memorable anniversaries of happy birthdays.
That's a good idea.
And I'm going to celebrate the, next year I'll celebrate the 50th anniversary of my 22nd birthday. That was a very good year.
Oh, that's lovely. So, Dave,
yes.
Esoterics. What do you think of this whole Drake interview thing? Did you hear any of it?
I listened to the biggest part of it, and I have it all pulled down. But like many other things, you know, I have.
Yeah, I'm listening to it. Yeah.
I have over 1,000 YouTube videos I pulled down on 3 different computers.
That's a lot.
And that reminds me, I have a whole bunch I want to put up there, but you're going to have to. Can I run that little program you have that puts in the underscores between words?
Yes, we'll do that. I'll show you how to do that. It's automatic. So, yeah.
Oh, you just put it up there and automatically does it?
Well, once you've uploaded your things, you run this thing once, and it will turn all the spaces into underscore.
Yeah, and Bill Wood now has his own archive page with, I think there's 5 shows in there already.
Excellent. So that's great. So we've got some new hosts. Let's have a quick rundown. We've had yourself and Tracy Kennedy, Sam Muggsy, and Rebecca Jernigan for the last year. And now we have Randy Morgans, who's joined us from Off Planet Radio.
Wild Colleen.
He is such an outspoken and very interesting character, Randy.
Oh, he is absolutely marvelous.
It's lovely to hear his stuff because he's, you know, he's a little further out than I would push myself personally, and so it's always good to hear his angle on things, and it's lovely. He's a very interesting, intelligent man, and as you say, we have a new. Is Bill Woods actually going to take a show? Is he going to have his own show?
Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. His show's entitled Truth Revealed.
Truth Revealed. So that's 7 till 9, and 7 is 2 a.m. for the British receiver. But of course, they'll all be broadcast next show. It may be worthwhile that we'll start broadcasting archives at appropriate times. One of the ideas that I've always had is that we have a kind of 8-hour cycle, that once, you know, once we play the show, that we play 8 hours later, so that people in, for instance, in Nevada can hear what happened in Britain, and then 8 hours after that, so that the people in New Zealand and Australia can hear what happened in, etc. That's one of the ideas. That also means that we don't have to do so much live programming, because it's repeated 3 times every day. Just thoughts.
Oh, I think that's a marvelous idea.
We can do that, and then, you know, that'll make
it
easier.
I hadn't proceeded that far in my thinking yet.
Yeah, I do like
it. Oh, we're having another high wind day here in the desert.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Must be the wind over the prairies. Is it baked beans?
Something like that. It's coming in from the west.
Uh-huh.
Because when I can sit here and watch the thermometer I have hanging on the room down at the south end of the patio, well, I can look out through my door here. When I see it move, the wind's got to be at least 30, 35 mile an hour.
All right. Hang on a second. We've lost one of our channels. Hang on.
We're probably being hacked again.
That's our Wolf Spirit stream thing. You're not trying to connect to it, are you, Dave?
No. No, I'm sitting in the living room.
Yeah.
And LT's at his computer down at the other end of the room.
Oh, there it is. So welcome back to those of us who are listening on Wolf Spirit Radio. I don't know what happened to this. Sorry, hang on.
Yes, we are.
Sound will return soon.
Don't touch mine because JP's producing.
Uh-huh.
Just refresh that tab.
Don't touch that.
Refresh the tab down there.
Yeah.
Right click and refresh the tab.
Okay. Sound should be back soon. Right, yes, your sound should be back soon. Yeah, it should be going on. Yeah, that's why they got the repeated things.
No.
What? Dave? Are you with me?
I'm with you.
All right. So you said no in a sort of out of context.
Back.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. Oh, no, it's happening again.
Well, let me tell you where the sound goes.
Yeah.
My ISP, Air Internet, their carrier is AT&T. And there's a little room down in San Francisco in the main telephone office building where all the fiber optic goes through, and they have guys from the alphabet agencies that sit in there, and they intentionally block things.
They piddle about, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't like me for some reason. Of course, I despise AT&T.
I don't know why that's happening. This is not good. Yes, I'm just going to have a quick look at the reason for this. We're currently running Shoutcast on the stream, and it keeps saying that the server is down. Why is the server down?
It could be that they're having trouble at Revolution Radio.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we've got United We Strike, which is also running just now. I'm going to try and reconnect that. Okay, we seem to be back on. Okay, back on again. We do seem to have a bit of a problem with the Revolution Radio streamer that we're... Oh, it's gone again. That is very frustrating. I don't want to have to be here in the all show just trying to get this back. Right, hang on. Right, I'm going to put a tune on, Dave.
Okay, put a tune on. I'm going to hang up for right now.
Thanks. Good to speak to you. Thank
you.
Good
to speak. Good to have me on. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, this is the Mystery School. Yes and no.
Yes and no takes the form of a thousand things, like do you answer when the telephone rings in a similar way? Just want to say there are one or two games you don't have to play. This isn't vanity, vanity, this is sanity, sanity. Better listen if it's gonna be calamity, calamity. This isn't vanity, vanity, this is sanity, sanity. Better listen if it's gonna be calamity, calamity.
Shut up! that was the Mystery School, and that rather familiar sounding voice was indeed mine. Yes, that was me 20 years ago, playing guitar and harmonica and having fun being the Mystery School. I wrote that song one morning. It was 1989. I woke up, went into work, and I was crossing the road to coming out of the underground railway station in London. The thought entered my head, sod this for a game of soldiers. That was what the thought was. Sod this for a game of soldiers. Why am I getting up every morning, going to work? I get a headache by the time I come back. I got nothing to do in the evenings and all of that. That was the kind of thought process that was going on. And then a couple of years later, I decided, right, okay, I'm 30 now. I'm going to retire. That's enough. 10 years of working for the man. And that's where I got, you know, that's what created that song. We recorded it a couple of years later. The Mystery School was a small group. We didn't get huge, but we got known a little bit. We played with various people from the festival scene. We supported Back to the Planet, and I think we were also on the same bill as the Osric Tentacles and, what is it, Eat Static. That was Eat Static. I think it was one of their incarnations, and perhaps even an incarnation of Gong. It was some good times. There were some good times, and we made some good tunes. And so that one, kind of, that sums up how probably a lot of people are feeling nowadays. You know, that there's nothing to life but just kind of getting up, being a robot, getting drained away, and then you know, you get up the next morning and the same thing repeats. So I quite enjoyed writing that and performing that. Haven't played it for a few years. I might actually just take it out as an acoustic number and take it to the open mics and play it then. Right, yes. That's why you got something else, that you're playing something else. Oh, bless your hearts. Oh, it's so lovely, as I said, to see all these lovely colours coming up in the chat room and all these different people. And welcome to Scott, down from south of Scotland. And so we got quite a few Brits on the show tonight. Now, one of the things that I often talk about on my shows are the Rays and how they affect the world, or how the world is created by them. Wilcock was talking about reproducing machines that would replicate things like they have in Star Trek. You can have a cup of tea and it would replicate a cup of tea. And this is all because of the manipulation of energy. And the Seven Rays is all about the qualities of energy. And so let's see. Well, one of the things that I do on occasional shows, especially when I haven't got a guest arranged, is that I take callers, and people can call in and I'll read their rays on the air and give them a small the vivisection while they're here. Oh, you're getting loop again. That's strange.
Hang on.
Nope, I'm getting a solid stream here. So I, if you're looping, then you need to refresh your player, because it's all streaming very nicely here. We've got plenty. Yes, goodly number of listeners here, and everybody's getting it perfect. Yeah. The sound you hear in the background is my housemate. He's doing the washing up downstairs. So you can hear him playing the radio and things like that. You should be hearing me.
You should be hearing me.
Blathering on about things. Oh, it's great. It's great. So I was talking earlier with Dave about how the station is built up over the year. I have a feeling that as this year progresses, as you guys get more and more into your communities with the kind of stuff that we're talking about on the station, I mean, previously you couldn't have done it. But I think this year people are going to start talking, and we're going to be talking about the things that we've been listening to for the last 3-4 years that we've gathered, we understand, we get the idea about legalese and all of that stuff. We all understand about black ops. We know about the financial system. We've all learned this stuff. We're all experts. I think that at this moment, we're probably poised to be a vast number of teachers to our local area. Now, what happens tomorrow if the internet goes down? What's going to happen? If we have no mobile phones, we don't have internet, and there's nothing on the news. You know, say the TV stations go off, we won't know. But any sensible person would go straight to the local community centre, because that's where everybody else is going to go. They're going to go and try and find out. That's where we can be. If stuff does hit the fan, we need to make ourselves available so that we can help people come through this stage a lot more cleanly and calmly than perhaps it would have, because we've learned all this stuff. And I really can't emphasize enough, even the people in this chat room who think very little of their own knowledge and abilities, you have such superior knowledge to those people who have done nothing but watch reality shows. Reality, yeah. Who have been listening to the news and have been spouting the mainstream. I think this year is the year that the fringe becomes mainstream. We're all going to be experts. People are going to consult us. You'll be able to charge people. People will start wanting to give you money for the information that you have, that you spent in your time, rightly, looking up on the net, chasing, surfing, checking, making sure it's true, checking with each other. I think it's just absolutely marvelous, because no other time in human history has this been able to happen, where a group of completely independent but like-minded focus of people has done on a massive scale a huge research into what really is true. Because what we've been told is not true. Everything that we've been taught is not true. You know, you go to school and they tell you about Newtonian mechanics and Darwinian evolution. It turns out that both of those don't apply. You know, Newtonian mechanics applies in certain areas, and it is very handy for, you know, billiard balls and cars and things like that. But when you start talking about energy transfers and the way we can transform energy from one state to another, Newtonian mechanics doesn't really help, because it's looking at everything in terms of forces and bouncing and mechanics and things like that. It doesn't actually address what is energy, how it moves, how it works, and how it can be relatively easily tricked into becoming useful to us. That's the thing, you know. Okay, so let's just have a look at how everybody's getting. Oh, it's gone again. Oh, dear. This is boring. Very boring indeed. And I'm just checking. All right. Server is down. Oh, yep. Our server's gone down again. Damn. Server down again. Try United We Strike. It's very useful that we have the United We Strike stream that we're going in. Yeah, you can open that page there, and there is a chat room there too that I should probably connect to. You've either Faye or remote. Remote visitors. Yeah, I am talking and typing at the same time. Thankfully, I'm typing and I'm typing the same thing that I'm talking, because there's no way, you know, I'm just a mere bloke. There's no way that I can type something and say something different. That would be very difficult for me.
Okay, so we need to get the United We Strike stream running. How do we do that? Have I got a link for it? No.
Yes, things that make you go hum, and one of the things that makes me go hum is why our server keeps disconnecting. Are we on? We're getting yellow. I've got yellow. It's not gone green. What the hell is going on? This is not good. I'm not very happy about that, but who cares about my happiness? Now that's got a kind of constant yellow state there. Right, well, those of you who are now listening on UnitedWeStrike.com, thank you very much for tuning over. It's been a bit of a tricky thing. One of the reasons that I've invited Rosie to the chat room today is because Rosie did the label. She did the cover for this next track that I'm about to play, which is called. It's called. No, not things that make you go. It's called The Earth Song, and it's by Bob Hillary and the Massive Mellow. So, without any further ado, I'm going to keep trying my radio connection, but. Without any further ado, I'm going to play Bob Hillary. This is The Earth Song by Bob Hillary and the Massive Mellow.
go. So thank you very much for your patience and your perseverance. I got a message from Revolution Radio that we do seem to be back up. Yes, we're back up here on the Revolution Radio Wolf Spirit Radio stream, which is great. I don't know what's happening. We'll have a chat later with Mike and see what's happening on his end. So welcome to the second hour, the round midnight hour of Ever Beyond. So, yeah, go back to Linux. Yeah, I would recommend Ubuntu. It is a very free. It's a very free. As you don't pay a thing for it. It'll run on just about any old piece of laptop rubbish that you might have lying around. So even if it's too old to run Windows, it's not too old to run Ubuntu. And you get some quite nice software with it. Including this radio broadcast software called IDJC, which does everything that you ever want out of a broadcast software. So that was Bob Hillary. That was a lovely little tune, lovely joyful tune. And we'll hope to have some more tracks from Bob and his team in future programs. They seem to have a nice little vibe, and they're very connected with the night, with the evening clubs that we do, the Home Club and the Juicy Roots Club that we do up here. That's the kind of stuff we do. We have roots music, carrots, and video projections, and nice warm fires, massage and healing, and that's something that Rosie's been organising for the last couple of months, and it's a marvellous little thing, marvellous little project that will be no doubt growing again over the year. It's a small number of people that come, but we all have a really good time, and I'm working on my 12-volt powered stereo system that can play reggae quite loud. That's the important bit, that we can play reggae, we can get the bass going. Right, and so let's have a quick look at what's happening in the chat room. We're talking about being clean in the house. That's great. Yes, a maid would be very handy. I could certainly do with somebody helping me tied up. In fact, I just need somebody to help me. I would probably do it on my own. It's just that I don't feel... what's the word? Motivated. That's the word. I have no motivation to tidy my room and keep things clean. Perhaps if I had someone to help me work this and to tidy up with... Maybe I should put that out on our Let scheme. Wanted helper. So, oh, somebody's calling Revolution Radio Switchboard. Oh, that's interesting. Let's have a talk with Mike. Mike, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
We are live on the air.
You're back. Okay, you're back on the air. Whoever's trying to feed video, please desist.
It's video.
Yeah, somebody's trying to feed video.
Not us. Not us. So that's why the stream has decided to go do lully for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, Dave asked me for an experimental video server, and this is all set up for audio. Mm. I said we'd try it and see what happened, and it didn't work out so well.
All right. Well, it's good to know that we can't do it.
So whoever's feeding 8220, please kill that and go back to your 8200, because I got that taken down right now.
All right.
Kind of flooded everything. It actually crashed the server. So.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I will get in touch with our Pahrump studio and tell them to stop it immediately. Cease and desist.
Thanks, guys.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you very much, Mike.
Yep. Bye.
That's Mike Nighthawk from Revolution Radio, who's been looking at our servers and wondering why things have been going awry there. So there we are. Somebody's been trying to do some video, yeah. Most people are probably aware that if you try to stream video, then you're talking about maybe 10 to 15, 20 times the amount of bandwidth that you need to do audio. Audio can, especially if it's just voices, can squeeze in tiny little thin streams, 16, 32K, but once you get video, you're needing maybe a couple of 100K, and that's not going to work. So, now, I have a number. You can call in. Oh, there you go. Thank you very much, James. 348 kilobits per second is the same as VHS. And we're currently broadcasting at, I've got two 64 kilobit streams. One to Revolution Radio and one to United We Strike. And so that's probably going to do that. So I'm going to play our new telephone number so that one of you can call in
on 1-775-657-5973. That's 1-775-657-5973. This is Wolf Spirit Radio.
This is Ever Beyond with JP.
Everything went completely haywire there. My recorder stopped and everything kept going because it didn't stop the recording, didn't stop the player. Meanwhile, I'm having an OSM night. I've had a chest infection this week, and it's been quite tricky, and my head is not quite where it really should be. I do wish somebody would call in and and speak to me, because I don't seem to be making much sense on my own. So what have we got here? Okay. Well, I'll try and. I'll try and get that going. So, yes, whoever's using the 8220, please cease and desist. You know who you are. Right, okay. So, where are we? Yeah, people are talking about knitting and crocheting. And, yes. Well, there you go. Best healing method of chest affection. Garlic, envisioning a simple of infinity above my head in a silver way. Okay, right, I'll keep going. So, silver infinity and lots of garlic. Well, that'll keep the vampires away, and so hopefully it'll keep some banksters off my back as well. So where were we going? Yeah, we were looking at all the things that are happening this week. Where do we start? Yes, there was the Wilcock thing that was going on. Oh dear, my brain's gone. Ginger root in tea. There's a good thought. Yes, get some ginger root going. Yeah. Be good if nobody comes near me. And hi, Tobias. And so here we are. It's Ever Beyond. I'm a little bit... I'm a little bit woozy this week, a little bit ill. I've had a chest infection that I've been trying to deal with. It's given my voice a little bit of gruffness, which is quite nice. I might record some... just record a few jingles while I'm at it. I've got this kind of gruff voice. So, yes. All right. So, Sophie's asking for her opinion on the Drake conversation. Well, it was very interesting to listen to this today and the last couple of days. It's been difficult finding the time because it's such a large piece of information. And, you know, it's not all information. There's a lot of anecdotal stuff in there. It would be nice to have a kind of more concentrated version of actually what's going on. From what I can understand, that there's going to be a day's notice before the whole thing goes down, that the people on the internet are going to know first, and then we'll be there to help the local law enforcement tidy up whoever's been fingered to be your local corrupt politicians and banksters and everything, and help them cart them away wherever they are going to. Maybe a FEMA camp. I've no idea. That's right. Call in and have your Wolf Spirit Radio switchboard. Wolfspirit.switchboard to have your raise done. So, do call in. Yeah, that's all happening there. Where's Wizard? All right. Wizard, call in. Call in, mate. Call in. With the Wilcock thing, it's interesting. He has had, Wilcock himself has had this kind of pre-knowledge that he was going to be some kind of key figure in the world, and perhaps he's let it go to his head a little bit. But having said that, I think we're kind of stuck with him, and he's better than a lot of people. I mean, he's not Alex Jones. You're able to have a quiet conversation with him. He's not going to blow up in your face and get angry. And so perhaps he is the best person for this revealing to go on. And that's what's got to happen. It's got to be a revealing rather than an accusation. It's more of an education, and it's something that we're going to have to help other people with, because, like I was saying earlier on, we are now experts. We've studied all this stuff. We've learned our discernment and discrimination. We've learned how to recognize the different life forms. You know, we know the difference between a tall blonde and a gray and a reptilian and all of these things. We've got a little bit of background. All the while we've been doing this, everybody else has been watching their reality shows. Everybody else has been thinking that we're crazies. Yeah, I know that I'm not crazy, and you guys know that you're not crazy. It may be something that could be of benefit to you, in not necessarily in your social standing, but you're certainly going to get a lot more respect than you used to. Let's put that out at the very least, that people will start coming and asking you questions. People that you never thought would ask you questions. People that you thought, they thought that you were crazy. People who gave you no credence before. This is one of those times when the poor become rich and the rich become poor, where everything just turns around. And I really hope that we're all able to step up. You know, I can see a leader in everybody here in this chat room here who's listening. You're all people with love in your hearts. You have compassion. You have a sense of purpose. And perhaps this is what the purpose is all about. Being able to give out the information that you've learned, to your cost. You've been on these radio shows and your family and friends have been going, "Oh, what are you listening to that rubbish for? Come over, look, there's some really great bloke on America's Got Talent. And he's making everybody cry because he's got one leg and he can sing." you know what I'm saying? You know, there's so much distraction going on that it's very hard to concentrate on getting the real stuff. And I think everybody here does and has developed a great deal of discernment, great deal of understanding. And that's why I like to teach the rays, because the rays are a way of giving discernment, of transmitting discernment, as it were. Because I don't have to tell you that X is good or Y is good. You know, you can work it out for yourself if you know that a certain ray influence could easily be turned over and go backwards, for instance, and become an evil trait rather than the good trait. Then you can work that out for yourself. You don't need any leader or authority to tell you. You can work it out for yourself, and that's what we call discernment. And you're able to make changes in your life. You're able to say, "Well, I don't really want to have you around anymore because you're causing much disturbance to myself and my family and my children and all this stuff." And that's what we call discrimination. So, yeah, because CNN is nothing but lies. Be nice to do some jingles. CNN, lying to you every day. I think it's yes. So let's have a quick look at the Wilcock Drake interview. Yes, I'm just having a quick look at the chat room here, and I have to go slightly off mic. Yes, TV. Let's have a quick word about the telly. If you haven't got a telly, then you'll know what I'm talking about. If you have, and you have it on, then what you're probably not aware of is the slow trickle of authority that comes from it. You know, you get a lot of people say, "Oh, I'll not believe that till I see it." Well, that's not true. People can see all sorts of things. Actually, what they mean is, "I'm not convinced of this until I see it on TV." And I think that that's one of the biggest victories for the powers that be, because people will only take something as true if they've seen it on the news, because they believe that the news is true. Now, again, we here in the alternative, well, are we? I don't know where we are. You know, I don't like to give it such a grandiose name as like the alternative media. I'm just some bloke talking into a microphone and you're other people who are listening to me. But it's like, just because I'm on this side of the microphone doesn't mean I'm speaking the truth. And everybody's got their choice to say, "Well, I don't think that's true. I think otherwise." And I'm very happy to discuss it. In fact, if you'd like to discuss it, call in 1-775-657-5973. It's up there in red letters, up just beside the chat room. 1-775-657-5973. And all right, that's interesting. Okay, so there's all these interesting little things. Sophie's written something in very tiny letters. Yes, I am surrounded by people that believe the TV lies and trying to find a way to communicate in a way that makes them common sense. And they say, "Is it on TV or is it on the internet?" Like, the internet is an evil word. I try to school them. Yes, there's because they say, yeah, there's all those idiots on the internet. Even that bloke, Drake, was saying, "Oh, yeah, all those idiots on the internet." People will say to me, "Oh, where did you hear that? Oh, did you hear it on the internet?" Well, it obviously is not true. And so there's another victory for the powers that be. And I think we really need to turn these round. You know, we need to get people into the idea that the truth is not what they'll hear on TV. And it may be something that you might find on the internet if you look. But the internet is not a single monolithic thing. You might have a bunch of, what they call them, National Enquirer papers that just put out stuff. You know, that's not real media, but it's got this, you know, it's made of the same material, and you know, that's how a lot of people accuse the internet of being. It's all like a National Enquirer. That's part of the plan, you know. Only those things that are authority. Now, let's have a quick... I just want to dissect this whole authority thing, because it is to do with the rays. The sixth ray of devotion is... we all hold it. We all hold sixth ray in our emotional bodies to a greater or lesser extent. And the more you've worked your stuff, the less influence this sixth ray energy will be on you. But one of the big things about sixth ray, it's kind of ideal to the to anybody who wishes to be a power that be, power that is, to be a person. Anyway, to rule over people, because if you put people into fear, the thing that they will desire most is to have some authority, mummy, telling them exactly what to do. Because when you're in fear, you can't think properly, and you look immediately for the person nearest to you that's going to give you some kind of, you know, some kind of direction. And when you're a child, that's your mother. But when you get older, it becomes the father, or it becomes the Pope, or the government, or the television, or the teacher, or the doctor, or, you know, ad infinitum, ad nauseum. So the idea of a authority giving validity to any truth is in fact a delusion. Because truth is something that we can all discover for ourselves. You can experimentally find it. We can do it using research and cross correlations and all sorts of other things. We then don't have to rely on it coming from the news or coming from some specified source. And of course, if you have a source that is always trusted, and blindly trusted, then you're asking for trouble, aren't you? Because that's easily going to be a target of infiltration from people who wish to control you. And as we've seen, that's what happened. And that's why we're here. That's why Wolf Spirit is here. That's why, you know, we're doing what we're doing. We're finding out things, and we're thinking, well, I wish other people knew this. And so we're spreading it around. It would be... it would be very good to speak to some of you. Do call in 1-775-657-5973. Mainly because I need to rest my voice for a second and have some more tea and honey. I'm going to find a little tunie to play for a couple of minutes while I make myself another cup of tea with honey. What shall we have? Let's have some more Mystery School, shall we, since it's my old band. No, let's not have Mystery School. Let's put this one on. Let's have this one, actually. This is a track that I recorded with my band from about 7 years ago. The band was called F Jams, F-J-A-M-S, and this song is called Freedom.
This telltale sign all around the eyes. Cover up, cover up.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, you are being deceived by the very authorities that are pretending to protect you. Your bank accounts, your credit cards, your bank loans, they are all a means of tracing you and tracing every single transaction that you do, tracing your entire lives, every keystroke into the internet, every movement you make in your car, they're all being recorded to be played back at a later time. You should be worried about this.
That's probably one of the worst ever versions of that song I could have possibly played. It was just, it's just in a list, and it's one of the ones that I played. We did play it better than that. I certainly had many versions where my guitar wasn't out of tune like that, and didn't sound like some sort of bus trying to start up. Meanwhile, here we are.
I'm going to take those headphones off.
I have refreshed my cup of tea with honey. And now, not anybody's ears fault at all. Oh, I'm sorry, Wiz, that you've got that. So, anybody in the chat room who's wishing to send some nice, cool, relaxing energy to Wiz and see if he can stroke his headache away. Poor man. I hope you're feeling very, very well soon. So, it's been quite an eventful show. Server problems, craziness, and some nice new tunes from Bob Hillary there. That was very good. Yeah. Hello, Kat. What are you doing? Kat's wandering all over the room. I don't know what she's up to. Maybe there's a mouse about. So, where were we? We were talking about weight showing and how we're all being weight showers and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, by the way, this track that I made, we made that 7 years ago, 2005, was it? Yeah, 7 years ago, 2005. It just seems to be even more relevant today than it was then. I remember when I was doing that rap, that at the time it was quite radical. You know, I wanted it to be like a kind of Alex Jonesy sitting on a kind of megaphone kind of thing like that, bullhorn as you call them. I wanted to have that sort of effect to it, that it was a sort of Alex Jonesy sort of screaming rant thing that was going on there. But it just sounds exactly bang up to date. It sounds exactly what they're still trying to do. Except that now we're fighting back. We've learned about non-compliance. We've learned about legalese, that we can't be tricked with legalese. The only thing we have to deal with now, not the only thing, but one of the things that we have to deal with now, is bully boys. Bully boys have been the bane of my life. I think they've been basically the bane of every human. I think human beings, by their nature, are gentle, are loving creatures who do not wish to harm others. And that it's through the exposure to trauma that turns us. It turns every creature. You know, you take a nice wee doggy and you beat that dog every day and you starve it, and it will become a slavering, nasty little creature. You just basically programming it. And that's what's happened to us. Our food has been contaminated. Our air has been contaminated. They're trying their best to make us into monsters, to turn us into reptilian-brained, fight-or-flight, duality, you know, us versus them, all of those energies. They're trying to push us that way. And I think the big upshot of it all is that, you know, humans aren't going to do it, because right at this time we're transforming, and the energy of our transformation is going to supersede any of their programming that they've tried in the years. But what I think it's going to be difficult for people who have been programmed to make the jump. I'm not saying it's going to be impossible. And I personally think that it's actually going to happen to almost everybody. You know, there'll be very, very few exceptions to people who don't make this jump. And I would probably imagine that anybody that's around you guys, us, yeah, that anybody who's around us, the kind of people that you want to hang out with, will also make the change with little difficulty. You're going to be helping them. And the people that you help will help others, because they'll know then how to do it, what it's all about. But you spent a long time, you know. I mean, I've certainly been researching this stuff since, well, when did I get the internet? You know, 1996. We've been looking at these things and going behind the scenes, understanding what's happening behind the daily politics that we're fed, and learning, you know, one of the big lessons for me was the whole Y2K thing. many people may know, but many people will not know, that myself, my very self, was involved to a degree in the Y2K campaign in 1998 and 1999 to raise people's awareness of the fact that their computers may go awry in that time. And well, I mean, when I started about 98 talking about this stuff, my now ex-wife got wind of it, and being a publicity person, started publicizing it and started talking to people about it. And she got very much the same sort of deal that we get when we start talking about stuff that we've learned off Wolf Spirit Radio or something like that, you know. But she kept up because she's a campaigner. She, you know, she didn't worry about the negative publicity and just kept publicizing it. And discovered that one day her friend's husband, her friend who she went to school with, her husband was a journalist, and he worked for the Sunday Telegraph as the science correspondent, Robert Matthews. And we used to visit them when we went down to England, and we stayed with them a couple of times. And he used to think we were a bunch of nutters, you know. And then one day he rang up and said, "Actually, I think you guys are probably more perspicacious than I thought you would be. And I've got here a 2-inch thick pile of papers that I have to deal with about Y2K. I said, "All right, okay. So let's talk." So we spoke to him, and he spoke to us, and then they sent the photographers up. And on the first day of 1999, we were splashed all over the British papers. And then the day after was the response to that. And that's when the TV companies turned up, and the radio companies turned up. And, I'm much as people might imagine, you know, contrary to what people might imagine, I'm actually quite an introvert. I'm not very well averse to just sitting here talking on my own and getting riled up and emotionally connected with everything. It's quite work for me to speak like this. And especially in those days, I was very much a very quiet person. my buttons have been touched since then. I think I've been or even messed about with, because I'm a lot more conversant with speaking fluently on the radio, or speaking to people that I have not spoken to before. So it's done me good. However, back to Y2K, and I was there in 1999, and I would be interviewed by the radio, and then we were taken on to TV, and I actually went on. My British people will, British listeners will know what I'm talking about. I was on the Richard and Judy show three times in 1999 and 2000, because of this. The co-host Richard actually got touched by the Y2K idea, and he started making his own little Millennium Store, as we called them, storing a few extra bags of rice and stuff like that. It's also very interesting that Drake, in his interview with David Wilcox, says much the same thing. You know, there's going to be some disruption, so it might be a good idea to have some food stored. So if anybody knows about food storage, it would be maybe interesting to have a food storage show. But then again, most of the prepper shows are about that. That's what preppers are all about, preparing for the a certain break in the continuity of our national services and things like that. And I don't know, I suppose I walk around with a kind of post-millennial, post-apocalyptic kind of mind. When I drove down the road and I'm looking at all the cars and I'm looking at all the bourgeoisies and all the bling that people are wearing, and I'm thinking, none of that's really necessary, is it? It's really important that we have, a loaf of bread and a can of beans to eat. Just, you know, that's the basic, that's the minimum. That's, you know, we should all have a certain amount of knowledge of how to make our own food, of how to cook, of how to, if we need to, you know, take an animal that we've caught or shot, or and to be able to clean it out and do all that stuff. If you, of course, you're an omnivore. Of course, you're vegetarians. You can go and murder your lettuces to your heart's content. It's something that we've not, or rather, it's something that in the last 10 years, I think a lot more people have come to terms with the idea that, well, possibly, what would happen if the electricity went out? You know, we've had plenty of storms in the last couple of years. What happens when you've got a power outage that lasts more than a day? You know, what do you do with your fridge? What do you do with, if you're in a hot country, a hot place, and, you know, your air conditioning doesn't work? What, you know, how do you cope with that? Are there any ways of coping without electricity in a hot place? You know, it's hard in a cold place, but at least you can light a fire. If it's hot, there's no way you can make yourself cooler unless you've got electrical systems. Or maybe, I suppose, you could use a gas-powered system. I don't know how many gas-powered air conditioning systems there are. So, getting into the millennium thing. So I got a radio interview back then, and I was very stuttery, and I have it somewhere. I used to almanar an awful lot more than I do now, and even now I almanar a lot because I'm actually still quite a shy person. learning how to live independently of the services, and yeah, like you said, Dark Eyes, to learn how to heal, learn what things you can use if you haven't got access to an accident and an emergency, or an emergency room, as you call them. You know, what happens if somebody cuts themselves, you know, 6 inches long cut? How do you deal with that? Learning about all those things. It's really about learning how to be a full conscious human being, in a way, to be able to deal with all those things. And that's something that we've, in a way, been encouraged away from. You know, let the doctor take care of the health, let the bank take care of your transactions, your trading, you know, let the government take care of all these things, you just watch the TV and make us money. And I think, you know, a lot of people are waking up from that hypnotic, you know, that's Shere Khan. You remember Shere Khan from the Jungle Book with those spinny spiral eyes, you know. And being hypnotized away from learning all the things that we need to know as a human being. It's very, yes. Oh, that's good. University YouTube. I like that. The U of Tube. So listen, we've got 10 more minutes. We have 10 more minutes. 1-775-657-5973. I'll read your raise, or we can just talk. I don't mind just talking, you know. I know I've seen a few of you pop up because I'm on the other Skype. I'm using the station Skype rather than my own Skype, and I've seen you. I can see you there. Boho. What's boho? Is that like mofo? No. Meanwhile. I rub my hands out. So, yeah. Healing. We had a couple of interesting shows in the last year. One of them was with the guy from the Hollow Earth. One of Dave's neighbours, it seems, in Pahrump, being one Billy Fay Woodard. Excuse me. Who also channels his father, Zora. Yes, Zora. He gave us a little healing technique that you can use, and I'll see if I can remember it. You start off by rubbing your hands together. like that, until they're all kind of tingly, and then hold them about, say, 12 inches apart, 30 centimeters, until you can feel, if you move them closer and further apart, you can feel a kind of, almost as if you're touching the sides of a ball. And as you squeeze it, the energy becomes more intense. So as you kind of move your hands very gently apart, as if you're kind of holding a soft beach ball and you can squeeze it a little bit, you can feel this kind of tingling in your hands. And then what he asks you to do is you take your thumb of your left hand and touch that with the last two fingers, the pinky and the ring finger, of your left hand, so it forms like a kind of almost like a sort of a shadow puppet rabbit, you know. So you've got your fingers together, you've got your pinky and your thumb and your ring finger all together, and you have two fingers pointing out. And if you hold you then hold your thumb of your right hand and you hold that pointing straight up into the air, and that your thumb on the other hand points down. So you've got one thumb pointing up with a flat hand that is like a kind of karate chop, and then on the left hand you've got your fingers pointing out away from you, towards the same point that the right hand is pointing, and your thumb and two fingers are pointing downwards. And that's like a kind of focusing beam. By maneuvering your left hand around, you can feel more or less intensity in the palm of your right hand. Once you get that, you can find the spot where there is a kind of stream of energy that's pointing toward your right hand. At this point, you've got a streaming sense of energy that can be then projected to somebody in front of you. You know, you can put your hands either side of somebody, or in your mind you can stand somebody in front of you and put your hands either side of them. In your mind you can turn them around and access a certain whatever parts of their body that you're needing to heal. And I found it to be a very effective method. What's the name of the station Skype? The station Skype is wolfspirit.switchboard. Wolfspirit.switchboard. And don't be shy, Julia. Yes. Yes. There we go.
Wolfspirit. No, it's not there. Wolfspirit.switchboard. Oh, yes.
Those two fingers, they can surely type. Bless. So yeah, so that was one of the healing techniques that came out of the shows that we've had. We've had meditations with Katie Galanti, with Rebecca Jernigan, and with Tracy, and we've also had played a few things from my old Ray teacher, Karmasan Umfuntuk. I've been doing readings for people. Muggsy's been doing readings. She's just an amazing reader. If you've not heard the Miss Muggsy show, then do join in. Look at the radio archive. There's vast numbers. There's Blanche. Right, okay. And the contacts. Yes, I've accepted your contact. Okay, so that's called in. So you can call in now. Actually, I'll call you. Ha ha ha! That's good. There we are. So, Julia, are you with me yet? That's freaked her out.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to get my radio to turn off. And what's okay, the trouble so here? Okay, I had to just disconnect it.
No problem.
Okay, hi JP.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. This is Julia Coolia.
Yes. Yes.
I want to do a ray reading.
You want a ray reading?
What? Yes.
We got you like 5 minutes. We'll do it very, very briefly.
Okay.
But I did do one for you, didn't I?
A year ago.
Was it really that long ago?
Yes. It was about a year ago.
All right.
It was when you were new.
Ah. And did I not read when Eliska was on?
No.
All right. So she just read you. Anyway, we got very few minutes left, so let's just move on for that. So, Julia,
yes.
Speak to me. Tell me why your names are weird. Why your names are different all over the place.
I have so many names. It's anonymity. Nobody knows who it is. Just trying to stay anonymous.
All right. Okay.
In some ways.
Mm-hmm.
But so, still, you know, that's still my personality, or at least one of them.
So, yeah, if you could speak for about a minute or so, I'll just check your rays, okay?
Well, you know, I hear you ask that of other people, and they always draw a blank, and I'm drawing a blank too, so...
Just keep the words coming out of your mouth.
Let's see, and I can't even look at this at the website to read what is even on there. So, okay. I was born in Oklahoma. I am a Scorpio. At least born and raised. I have my family is mostly military. Actually, at one time or another, they were all military.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, what I got is 267. Does that sound familiar?
No.
No?
No, so it sounds like it's changed a little bit. So tell me about those numbers.
Okay, well, before you said military, I would have said this sounds like a military profile. Or somebody who would be possibly comfortable in a military situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, when I say comfortable, you know, it's like, okay. So, the secondary soul is human soul. You know, your main intent is of love and wisdom and understanding and peace, world peace and, all that good stuff.
And that's the number two?
That's the two, yeah. That's the...
And that's the human?
That's the second ray of... in the monad, yes.
So that's...
Yeah, so basically you're not a reptilian.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Always good to know. Always handy to know that you're not a reptilian. Okay, so then what we got is a sixth ray soul... And you're friends with Tracy, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. So Tracy has a sixth ray soul as well. And essentially, you're part of the whole transition movement from the old age to the new age.
So I have a role.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a role to play.
And it may not be much more than just being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what our roles are. Our role is to be who we are. And whatever that entails, you know, that you may get an urge, you know, you may get an impulse to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be wise to follow that impulse rather than wait for permission. All right, so here's the big thing in your life for a 6-7, right? Because I'm really running out of time.
Okay.
The main thing is that you're going to be part of the waking up process. You're going to have to find your inner drives and express them. Does that make sense to you?
Find my inner drives and express them.
Yeah, so whatever it is that's coming from inside of you, this is the important thing. It all has to come from within you.
You okay.
know, it's nothing somebody can tell you to do. And it may be things that you've already thought about doing, but you've prevented yourself from because you've been kind of waiting for the right person to come along. You're waiting for the right thing to come along to give you the affirmation that that's the thing to do. Does this make sense? And is this helping?
Yes, it is helping, and it does make sense. And what do you call this third ray? Or seventh ray, the third number?
The seventh ray is your personality.
Oh, personality.
Okay, so your personality is along the lines of ceremonial magic and rhythm and order or law and order and stuff like that. So, you know, you could go along the line of learning about law. You'd probably be very good at it.
I did think about going into that, but I went into drafting.
Architecture.
My right brain and left brain. I'm an artist and I love math.
Yeah, so architecture is going to be one of the things that you'll be into, and probably
it's manufacturing.
Right. Interesting. But perhaps somewhere you've designed a church. You ever designed a church or a temple?
No, but you know what? I did design a house that I wanted to have. That was many, many years ago.
Mm.
For myself, not for other people. Mm-hmm. I find that too tedious.
Mm. Yes. So, listen, we're out of time.
Okay.
For the show. And I think perhaps next time you can call in a little bit earlier and I'll do you a bit more fully.
Okay.
Or we can have a personal session if you so desire. Yeah.
But I do desire that.
That's great. So we can talk about that off air. So I'm going to play us out with my theme tune. And I'd like to thank everybody who has born with us through a rather difficult show, having lost a stream about 20 times.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's life. It's just like life in real life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? We're all blocked. And
do not go smoothly.
And we've had a few, as Karen Tostado says, a few OSMs. So.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, thank you so much for playing C4. I love that.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you very much.
Absolutely love it. I don't know if you can tell how many plays you've had, but I've played it at least 40 some times off of that, and I've copied it, downloaded it, so I can listen to it whenever I want to.
Oh, is that off the MySpace site? Oh, how lovely. Lovely.
Yeah, one of those. Whatever site you gave me.
Mm, brilliant. So, Karen? No, what am I talking about? No, not Karen. We've had Dave. We did have Karen right at the beginning. Dave and yourself and all the listeners who have joined in for Ever Beyond, and of course Mike from Revolution Radio.
Mike,
thank you all very much. I'm just going to start the album.
Thank you.
So thank you for coming and thank you for listening, and it's been great to hear you all. I'm going to play some music now. We have. In 1 hour's time, actually I think it's 1 hour, they've been all messed up in the last couple of weeks, so due to the time zone changes. So we will have Colleen Thomas on either in an hour or in 2 hours, I'll let you know in a while.
Beyond, 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 beyond.
Until that time, beyond, beyond. Thank you very much, and good night.